Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. And before I begin to share a message, I would like to ask if you would to join your heart with me in prayer. Father, we thank you for this time that we have together, this format in which we are able to lift up the Lord Jesus Christ, He alone who said, He is the way, the truth, and the life, that no man cometh to the Father but by and through Him. Father, we thank you that we can call upon your name, and we call upon your name now, Lord, that the Spirit of truth will prevail. Lord, that you will minister to hearts. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being alive in such an hour as this. And Lord, that you are going to thoroughly equip your people. You will give us the spiritual discernment, the spiritual stamina, the spiritual perseverance and endurance to stand in this hour, that we will be able to discern the signs of the times, even as the sons of Issachar. And Lord, that your anointing will be upon this broadcast, not only, Lord, that I may deliver the word faithfully, but Lord, that the heart of every listener, the ears of every person who's desiring truth, who wants to be all that you have called them to be in these end times, Lord, that they will have ears to hear and a heart to understand and a mind to know the ways and will of the Lord. Father, we thank you for this time. Lord, I also ask that you would minister to needs. Lord, many are going through severe testings, great trials and battles, but Lord, you have promised that you would be with us, you would never fail or forsake us, and that even though we would have tribulation in this world, we were to be of good cheer because you have overcome the world. And so, Father, we rest on that. We declare it. We stand upon the Word of God, and we thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness to your people in the mighty name of Jesus. Praise God. Well, beloved, my heart has been deeply stirred within me. These last several weeks have been a time of seeking the Lord, a time of a special prayer and fasting for God's people, for UCM partners, for the condition of our nation. Lord knows that we are living in the very end of days when we have an ear to hear and eyes to see what is going on around us, beloved. There is no question that we are in the last days. And you know, I've heard some people say, I've been around Christians that have walked with God and seem to be mature, and they say, well, you know what, I just stay in the New Testament because those are Paul's epistles to the church, and that's really where our focus needs to be. We are under a new covenant, and amen, that is certainly true. However, beloved, this ministry years ago, over 50 years ago, when Brother Glass coined a slogan for this ministry, it's the whole word for the whole man to the whole world. And beloved, we have to understand that the Old Covenant, as well as the New, depicts the very same God that we serve. It is the very nature and character of God. You can't understand the Old Testament unless you see the references toward Jesus, the promise of Messiah that was even mentioned in the very opening chapters of Genesis. And truly, you cannot understand the New Testament unless you understand the dynamics and the examples that were laid down for us. In fact, the New Testament specifically says, considering the Old Testament, they were written by holy men of old, these words, for our instruction, for examples, for our learning, and for our edification. And so, beloved, the whole Word of God is important. And I have seen so many beautiful illustrations out of the Old Testament that applies in a very timely way for the time and hour in which we're living. For example, one of the most beautiful depictions and amazing revelations of the Old Testament is what King David did, who was described as a man after God's own heart. And it was clearly and precisely written in the law of God that Moses received from the very hand of God on Mount Sinai. There were specific regulations on sacrifices, how to approach God, how to worship God. And it was determined that the high priest alone, only once a year, could go into the Holy of Holies to, on that great day of atonement, to atone, not to forgive, but to atone and cover the sins of God's people for a year's time. And beloved, what David did under a prophetic anointing, he did something that was, as you look at it on the face, it was totally against the law. Why he wasn't struck dead, but you see, God allowed what David did. He took the very presence of God that was embodied in the Ark of the Covenant, and he brought it into the city of David, set up a tabernacle where there was worship 24 hours a day. And I declare to you, this was a prophetic expression of God's heart for New Testament believers. That was his will for all time, that man should be in fellowship with him. And the blood sacrifices under the law were still continuing on Mount Gibeon. But beloved, the very presence, the symbol of the presence of God, the ark, wasn't there. David was worshiping. He commanded the priesthood, the Levites, to continually minister before the presence of the Lord. That's just an example of the richness of the Old Testament bringing life to what we understand under the New Covenant principles. Another example that we can see is the very fact that his anointing would come on the priest, the prophet, and the king. Now under the New Testament, we are all called kings and priests. Revelation, that first chapter, says of Jesus, he who is the prince of the kings of the earth, who has washed us in his own blood and made us kings and priests unto our God. Beloved, and my heart is stirred to share another beautiful example from the Old Covenant, and I've entitled this message, The End Time Gideon's Band, if you will. Because, beloved, God is raising up a people. There may just be a remnant, but God is raising up those who have eyes to see, ears to hear, and those who are willing to follow him, regardless of personal cost or sacrifice. You know, liberty without responsibility isn't liberty at all. It's anarchy. And as you look at the book of Judges, the very end of that book, in Judges 21:25, it says, in those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as he saw fit. Everyone did, as King James said, that what was right in his own eyes. Think of the history of Israel. God had promised them a beautiful land flowing with milk and honey. He brought them after 400 years out of Egyptian bondage and slavery, and they went into the promised land with great hopes. They had subdued the land in the lifetime of Joshua. They still individually, their own tribes, had to conquer the Canaanites within their own area. They were commanded to do that, but most of the enemies had been routed as they settled in. But what happened? They forgot God's ways. They didn't teach the principles of the Lord to their children. God's ways would have given them liberty and have taught them how to promote responsibility, first of all, to him, as well as to one another. Beautiful social and cultural principles that are expressed under that old covenant. But the inhabitants of that great land of flowing with milk and honey, the Israelites, they must have thought they didn't need to know God's ways. They prospered as the prophets declared, and then they forgot God. And when that happened, society broke down. Their enemies once again gained power over them, and Israel went through one bout of tribulation after another until they would finally turn back to the God of Israel. That's the testimony throughout the whole book of Judges. But the important thing is not just to understand historical realities and spiritual truths, but we need to apply it to the times in which we live today. Does any of this, what I've been sharing, sound familiar? It's a very depiction, if you will, of the land in which we live here in America. Our forefathers began this nation with an intention and a sight on liberty. They wanted to be free from tyrannical rule. And I know many of the founding fathers were, according to some reports and sources, they were deists, they were masons, but nonetheless, in spite of whatever facts might be gathered, there were the Puritans, there were those who came here to set aside and consecrate this nation as a nation under God, to follow Christian principles. And as long as they did that, God prospered this nation. They wanted freedom from the tyrannical rule of England, but they understood that there was a great responsibility that liberty would demand. And we've lost that part of their vision. And Israel is an example, as the scriptures tell us. And the only thing that brought them back was tribulation, and that may be true as well for us. And that's not a happy thought, but beloved, as we look at what is happening today, as we listen to the news, terror has come to our shores. We see tremendous loss of life, destruction of property, with fires, with floods, with hurricanes, with tornadoes. Is there any question that God is trying to get our attention? Beloved, we're living in serious times, and I pray that you will be able to be with me. I've just really laid a foundation. I haven't even begun the message, because what I want to do through these few chapters in Judges from 6 to 8, we want to see a spiritual application of God's principles to the hour in which we are now living, applying it to today's church. And beloved, I believe you'll see a tremendous parallels for the hour in which we're living. And I pray that you'll be able to join me. If you are new listener to this station, welcome. We're heard every day on this station, Monday through Friday, at this same time. But as I bring this broadcast to a close, I do invite you, if you have personal prayer needs, I invite you to write. This is a personal ministry. Only I answer the mail. Brother Glass and I, over the years, it's been our solemn responsibility and pledge before God's people. And so I will personally pray for you and send back what will be a word of encouragement and blessing to you. The announcer will give our contact information. Thank you so much for joining me. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.